Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham. In 1985, the Netherlands was considered a pioneer in transgender rights when it introduced legislation allowing citizens to change their gender identity on official documents. But the law did not make it easy for transgender people.
It stated that you had to go through the entire process of gender reassignment with all the surgery, and it stated specifically that you could not be able to reproduce children in any way, permanently.
That's Thomas Bormhoor. He's a trans man and a board member of the Netherlands Transgender Network. He told Rights Watch that the law's requirement for surgery poses problems for transgender people.
And one is that people that do not want to go through the entire process were never able to change their papers. And the other one is that the total process takes about 5 to 6 years. During this total time, people were not able to change their papers, and many of them were also not able to change their names.
This month, Human Rights Watch released a report saying the law violates the rights of transgender people, and the Dutch government promised it would do away with the surgical requirements. But Bormhoor says proposed reforms don't go far enough.
Still, you have to go to at least two experts who have to make a joint declaration that you have this profound and long-lasting gender identity and that you have been living in the other gender for a long time and that you are intent to do that for the rest of your life. And then you have to go to a judge who is again having to make a judgment for this declaration.
Because of the same-sex marriage bill, which was introduced in 2001, people think that the Netherlands is really on the forefront of LGBT rights. But in terms of transgender rights, that's not the case.
Boris Dietrich is the advocacy director in the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual and Transgender Rights Program at Human Rights Watch, and he's the author of the new report.
Human Rights Watch was confronted with a lot of stories from transgender people who complained about daily discrimination, daily frustration because of the current law. And that was actually the reason why Human Rights Watch decided to support a transgender movement in the Netherlands by doing research and trying to put pressure on the Dutch government to change the law into something that doesn't violate the rights of transgender people in the Netherlands.
Because this is really about the government dictating what medical procedures people get, whether or not they get sterilized. So it's really interfering in people's private lives and their bodies.
Well, everybody has the human fundamental right of physical integrity, and what the Dutch law, and by the way, many other countries in Europe still does, is interfering with this physical integrity by ordering somebody to undergo sex reassignment surgery or hormone therapy and this requirement of infertility. And that is something that is really a violation of the right to physical integrity.
You also said that the part of the reason why the law was adopted was actually at the time the government wanted to keep people in same-sex partnerships from having children together. Is that right?
The main reason to introduce the transgender law in 1985 was to protect unborn children, because at that time one thought it was inconceivable that a man who would have children and then turn into a woman, for instance, and then be in a marriage and maybe would get children with the partner in that marriage. So one introduced the requirement of infertility, permanent infertility, to avoid those situations. But we need to understand there is a big group of transgender people who do not want to undergo sex reassignment surgery. They simply want to live according to their preferred gender. And for them, because of the law, it was completely impossible to change their legal gender identity.
And how does this affect people? How does it affect their daily lives, their work?
For instance, in public transportation, you are obliged to show your ID. Actually, now all the time you need to carry an ID with you. And on the ID card, it says if you are male or female. So if you are a transgender and because of the requirements of the law, you didn't get a new ID. Sometimes when the police stops you and you have to show your ID, then they say, but you are a woman, and here on the ID card, it says you're a man. How is this possible?
So, right, there's sort of opportunities for humiliation at every point when you bring out your ID. And you said that this is an issue in other countries throughout Europe as well?
The Commissioner for Human Rights of the Council of Europe recently published a report and saw that in about 25 countries in Europe, this requirement of infertility and sex reassignment surgery is still in the law books. So besides the Netherlands, for instance, Germany and Belgium do have those requirements. So Human Rights Watch will use this report also in other European countries to put pressure on those governments to change the law and to abide by international legal human rights standards.
Are there other countries that are that have gotten this right, or who have are sort of moving forward in a better way on this?
Portugal, the United Kingdom, Spain, Hungary, those are countries that changed their laws and did away with the sex reassignment surgery and the infertility requirement. So in those cases, the law is an improvement if you compare it with the Dutch situation at the moment.
Do you think transgender rights are taking off more as an issue around the world right now? Do you think people are recognizing this is a group that needs more attention?
In comparison to 5 years ago, you really see that even at the United Nations, at that level, gender identity, transgender rights are really put on the political agenda. So yes, internationally, it's slowly being recognized as a human rights that needs to be defended and protected, and therefore laws need to be changed.
I know the movement for gay rights, just to say it very generally, you know, has a history now, but it seemed like for a long time that transgender rights would get marginalized within that. Do you think that's changing, that there is really an LGBT movement where transgender rights are integrated in a way?
Well, you know, LGBT groups or NGOs usually pretend to work on transgender rights, but it's usually not really the highest priority for them. So what you see in the last couple of years is that transgender people say, hey, listen, we are the best advocates for our own situation. So what you see is that in many countries, transgender groups are emerging and are fighting for their own rights. And I think that's a very good development, because they, of course, themselves know the best what the daily frustration is when you have to deal with a discriminatory law.
So a long way to go on this issue, but there is some progress, and it looks like you're really on the way to addressing this in the Netherlands and in Europe. So congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Boris Dietrich, Advocacy Director of the Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Rights Program at Human Rights Watch. We also spoke with Thomas Wormhoor, a transgender rights advocate in the Netherlands. You can read the full report on the Dutch transgender law called Controlling Bodies, Denying Identities on the Human Rights Watch website. That's hrw.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about us, including audio, video, and multimedia features, please visit hrw.org. You can also find us on Facebook, and you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Jesse Graham.